This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal stresses the need for strict adherence to diplomatic code of conduct for all public office bearers. Unorganized settlement cleared along Bagmati River Bank in Thapathali. And Iran rules out direct talks with the United States. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has stressed the need for strict adherence to a diplomatic code of conduct among all public office bearers. Speaking at a program organized by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party in Manamaitu, Tarkesur Municipality, Ward No. 10 today, he said the government is working to strengthen foreign relations by ensuring disciplined and uniform diplomatic practices. Minister Khanal stated that the code of conduct is being applied equally to all, including the Prime Minister, ministers and other officials. He added that training programs have been conducted to promote consistent understanding and implementation of diplomatic norms. He emphasized that such measures are essential to maintain professionalism and credibility in Nepal's international engagement. The foreign minister also reiterated the government's commitment to good governance and prosperity in line with the party's manifesto. He said the administration is moving forward with a policy of zero tolerance against corruption. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said it is closely monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia amid rising regional tensions and their potential impacts on Nepali nationals. Speaking at a regular press briefing held at the ministry yesterday, the ministry's spokesperson Lok Bahadur Chhetri said Nepal remains concerned about the safety and welfare of its citizens living and working in the region. Coordination with Nepali diplomatic missions is ongoing, with mechanisms in place to assess the situation regularly and provide assistance if needed. The ministry noted that a number of Nepali nationals have already returned home from affected areas in recent weeks, as the government continues to track developments closely. Nepal has also reiterated its call for restraint, urging all sides to resolve differences through dialogue and peaceful diplomatic means. Alongside West Asia situation, the ministry briefed the media on Nepal's broader foreign policy engagements. These include ongoing bilateral and multilateral interactions, as well as efforts to strengthen cooperation with friendly countries. The ministry said Nepal continues to prioritize economic diplomacy, focusing on areas such as trade, investment and development partnership. Regular press briefings, the ministry added, are part of its effort to keep the public and media informed about key developments in Nepal's international relations and foreign policy priorities. Likewise, the Embassy of Nepal in Dhaka organized a program in Rangpur, Northern Bangladesh, on Nepal-Bangladesh relations, advancing economic cooperation on Friday, highlighting opportunities to deepen economic engagement between the two countries. Speaking at the event, Ambassador Ghanashyam Bhandari underscored the potential for expanding bilateral cooperation in trade, transit, energy connectivity, education and tourism. He stressed that stronger business-to-business linkages would be key to building a more robust and sustainable economic partnership. The ambassador also commended the Rangpur business community for its role in promoting private sector engagement between Nepal and Bangladesh. First Secretary Yojana Bomjom delivered a presentation outlining major areas of economic cooperation with particular focus on trade, transit and connectivity, energy and tourism. She highlighted progress made in these sectors and pointed to the prospects for further collaboration. An unorganized settlement along the Bagmati River Bank in Thapathali in capital Kathmandu has been cleared as authorities moved to remove encroachments from the public land. Security personnel were deployed in large numbers today as the clearance operation got underway. People living in the area were seen leaving the settlement as authorities dismantled makeshift huts alongside the riverbank. The government had earlier directed the eviction of squatters from public land along the Bagmati corridor, citing the need to protect riverbanks and enforce land use regulations. Following the Thapathali clearance, authorities are preparing to carry out a similar operation in Goirigaon under Kathmandu Metropolitan City Ward No. 9 later in the day. Spokesperson of the District Police Range Kathmandu, Pawan Kumar Bhattrai, said arrangements are being made to remove unorganized settlers from the area as part of the ongoing drive. Officials say the campaign is part of broader effort to clear encroachment alongside the Bagmati River and surrounding public land. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Iran has ruled out holding direct negotiations with the United States during its foreign minister's ongoing visit to Pakistan, even as both sides are expected to be present in Islamabad. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi arrived in Islamabad late yesterday, leading a delegation to discuss regional developments and ongoing peace efforts with Pakistani officials. Pakistan's foreign ministry said Araghchi is scheduled to meet the country's leadership to exchange views on the evolving regional situation and efforts aimed at promoting peace and security. Iranian media reported that the foreign minister does not plan to meet U.S. officials during the visit and will instead hold discussions only with the Pakistani side regarding Iran's position on ending the conflict involving the United States and Israel. Pakistan is expected to act as an intermediary to convey Iran's views. The visit to Islamabad is part of a broader regional tour that also includes Oman and Russia, with a focus on coordinating with partner countries on bilateral and regional developments. However, the White House has indicated that U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner are expected to travel to Pakistan for talks involving the Iranian delegation with mediation by Pakistani officials. The U.S. side has maintained that any potential agreement would require Iran to relinquish nuclear material and commit to not developing nuclear weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The weather will be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, including Kosi province, and partly cloudy in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as at a few places of the Tarai regions of Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is also possibility of hot daytime conditions, especially in the Tarai region, as well as valleys and basins of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. Hence, caution is advised. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Kanal stresses the need for strict adherence to diplomatic code of conduct for all public office bearers. Unorganized settlement cleared alongside Bagmati Riverbank in Thapathali. And Iran rules out direct talks with the United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.